The economy continues to send out mixed signals. Unemployment remains high, but consumer spending has been edging up. The real estate market is still struggling in many parts of the country. And that's leading to some unorthodox attempts to get it moving again. 18 upscale townhomes on Baltimore's Inner Harbor were sold at auction last night. This was not a foreclosure sale on the steps of the courthouse or a sell-off to appease creditors. The goal was to reset prices in the luxury real estate market. Reporter Kathy Duchamp was there and filed this report.
Bids started at $329,000 for townhouses that were listed for more than $1 million just 2 months ago. Tracy Feliciani couldn't resist the possibility of a home with an elevator and rooftop deck.
Well, it's funny because I was already talking to my parents about next year, 4th of July, and saying how perfect it would be to be on the rooftop deck watching the fireworks over the harbor. You never know, it might be fate.
That home and the other Feliciani came to bid on are part of a swank development of townhouses built on piers in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. But the neighborhood feels more like a ghost town than a luxury resort. Nearly half the homes stand empty. It's a scenario playing out in cities across the country. And it's not just because the federal homebuyer's tax credit is gone, says John Gollinger.
Because you can never get in front of the consumer in a declining market. It's a constant chase. It's insidious.
Gollinger runs Accelerated Marketing Strategies, the company behind the auction. He says the event dissolves the disconnect between what buyers are willing to pay and what sellers are willing to accept.
When you make a critical mass of sales occur, driven by the consumer, in a very competitive environment, it's going to free up the market. It's going to actually break the logjam that's occurring right now in this market.
Gollinger's team sold $12 million of real estate in a little over an hour. The highest price for a townhome, $956,000. The lowest, $516,000. But are auctions a new trend?
If you get to the point where auction becomes a common occurrence, it loses a lot of its punch.
Louis Goodkin is a real estate analyst based in Miami. He says auctions can work in cities where the supply of new homes is limited. But in places like Miami or Las Vegas, where there are thousands of available homes,
the more distressed the market is, the more auctions that you have, the more, if you will, bargain selling that you see going on conventionally, that makes a difficult environment for auctions.
Goodkin says, like in any transaction, there are winners and losers. In Baltimore, Tracy Feliciani came out on the losing end. She got outbid by a father buying a townhouse for his 24-year-old daughter. But Feliciani says she won't give up on the possibility of waterfront living.
There are a couple other units in the complex that I'm still interested in, so it'll be good to go back and think about them and take a look at them and see what happens after that. But it was a good experience.
Proving there is a market for luxury homes in Baltimore, just at a lower price. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Duchamp.